And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you today. He's back. Yeah. Paul Lepore, our fishing expert here, and we're going to be talking all kinds of great stuff. We're going to be talking local fishing, Baja fishing, whatever you want to talk about fishing, because Paul knows it. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be.
Yeah, our good friend Paul Lepore is back. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Back in the fishing world again. And last time we talked to you, you were a fireman paramedic, actually a chief, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen anymore because you retired, right?
I retired, I retired a few years back, and I sure love it. I had a great career, and I like retirement even better.
I was going to say, what do you do now in retirement?
Yes.
You fish a lot.
I do, yeah.
You say yes to all the trips that you had to say no to before?
Right. We were just talking about that, weren't we, Rick?
Yeah.
All these trips now that you're married and all the stuff that you can't do that I can do. So refer all those phone calls that you can't
go. Them over.
Refer them to me now.
Yeah. So, and that's a great thing, too. And you've been fishing a lot locally here, too, huh? And I might add, unlike me, getting them.
Do you like bluefin yet, Pete?
No, I hate bluefin. I absolutely despise bluefin.
As of this week, I like them. A couple of good trips in a row. I love those things. Cool. Don't ask me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Wednesday I like them. Thursday, not so much.
Yeah.
Two Tuesdays before that, I loved them. You know?
Yes. Yeah, they are addicting, though.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
They
look at it, those things rolling around.
Yeah.
And I'm in Dana Point, so they've been right
literally. Oh, yeah, that's been ground zero.
Yeah. You were just telling us stories about literally right out in front of the harbor.
Yeah, a guy was out making mackerel at the barber pole. And for those that know the barber poles, they're like less than a half mile. 90 feet of water, guys making mackerel. One falls on the
deck. That's bass spot.
Yes. Yeah, it literally. Fish the pipes.
Where a sports barber is right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So a guy pins a mackerel on, puts it on in the rod holder with the clicker on and making mackerel. And zzz, guys gets a big blue, 70-pound bluefin. Calls his buddy because he couldn't land it by himself. It's hard to gaff a nice bluefin by yourself. So he's trying to gaff the thing, calls his buddy. His buddy comes over, pins a bait while he's helping him. He gets one, too.
Oh, my God.
A half mile from the harbor.
Yeah, literally.
That's so crazy.
Unbelievable.
And it's not uncommon. You talk to lots of people, and they're seeing them half mile out of the harbor. Now, all that stuff has moved out, so that was, should have been here yesterday.
Yeah, it's all the way out to the Avalon Bank.
Yeah, that's kind of, the secret spot on AIS.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy the way this stuff is moving around a lot, but it's staying a lot up on those upper banks off of your zone there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Because we always have to come down here and fish here.
I know, we're kind of like scratching our heads going, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
You're used to making a right turn when you go out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been literally right in our front yard.
That's so cool.
A buddy was working on a house off of Salt Creek, and he looks out the balcony, and there's a boat literally a quarter mile off the beach throwing on foamers. I mean, they're 90 feet of water.
That's unreal.
Wherever the bait is, right?
Yeah,
they're just on it.
And that's the other thing is, we're used to looking for the nice, warm, blue water, looking for conditions. And it's really hard for me to fish in that area because it's in the cold, green water. And that's just, it's so
That's where the fish are.
Yeah, it's super counterintuitive. Yeah, you go offshore, it's 68, 69, 70-degree water. But they're in that 62-degree water, too.
They're in both, right?
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing is, you can't get onto a color break. You don't know whether they're on one side or the other or both sides. Right.
Yeah, I'll stay in the cold, crappy, ugly green water side. And it just doesn't make sense. It's hard to stay disciplined and stay in that if you really look to try to find fish. I have trouble with that.
Yeah, for sure. So what's been the trick? You've been getting them, and what's been your secret on trying to get these bluefin to bite?
Yeah.
On a private boat, it's been a challenge. I know sport boats are killing it, but they have a lot of bait to throw.
They do. They have a lot of bait to throw, and they're really successful. A lot of what they're getting is at night.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to be a vampire fishing on a private boat at night. I guess I'm getting soft in my old age.
Yeah, me too.
We've done well slow trolling mackerel, just finding a zone. Once you see the birds and the life and the stuff on the meter and, the fish rolling around, slow trolling mackerel has been really good and way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Done that. We've got them
on. Like how far back?
Like when you think you're far enough back, go another 20 yards back.
Wow.
Yeah. And they've been biting real good. The challenge with doing that, especially on a small boat, is the further you let your lines back, the more they go together.
Yep.
And I've had some just horrible. In fact, we had one the other day. We get a bite. Oh, great. Oh, shoot. We got a double. And turns out that one bait had wrapped the other one. So we had a fish on the longer one and then had just this spectra and mess on the other one and had to cut and ultimately lost the fish. But, the further back, the better.
Yeah. And two lines, max kind of thing?
On my boat, I have a 35 Cabo, so I've got outriggers on it, and I can drop the outriggers down real low, and I pin them out there with really light. And so I'll do two long, and then I'll do two down the center until I tangle, and then I do one down. down the center.
That's a good idea. Use the clips and the outriggers.
Right, kind of what they're designed for, right?
And what pound test?
On those, I'm doing 40.
40?
I'm doing 40 and like a small circle hook. That's
like how small?
Those are 3-0s.
Yeah.
That's, with a mackerel.
That's a gaff.
That's a gaffer.
Right?
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, a lot of guys.
But that's a good hook to put into them, you know, as far as the fish goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've been stuck on, what, number two, the new number twos and number fours from Gamakatsu, and that's kind of the hook.
In
now,
the
right?
hook, yeah. Yeah. Twos and fours. You know, like our sport boats have done, obviously, a completely different fishery, different, you know, different everything, bunch of guys. But, yeah, it has switched so fast from you need nothing but 200-pound leader, which, that, like Paul says, it's still a thing at nighttime, but the majority of the fish that are caught in the day are all back to old-school bluefin basics. It's a lot of really nice fish, but not giant ones, 30s and 40s and 50s, even some as low as 20s, you know, but lots of 30- and 40-pounders, lots of 25-pound fly line bait outfits, small circle hooks, you know, 25-pound gold label Seaguar. I mean, that's skinny leader.
Yeah.
And a number two Gamakatsu Nautilus, like, that's been the ideal fly line setup. That's like our – when the boats come back in the morning, they're basically saying 300-gram flat falls, 400-gram knife jigs in the dark, and then 25-pound fly line outfits at a number two hook in the daytime. That's been kind of like our mainstay.
That's the deal.
And still having a 40- to 50-pound outfit, because there's still plenty of that 80- to 100-pound fish around. And if you've got it, a casting outfit for throwing a lure, if you do, you know, slide up onto a foamer or something like that. That's kind of
a foamer that actually wants to bite.
That's been
they do exist.
Lots of show,
they,
not a lot of go.
Well, you're right.
So much of that, that's been the frustration, is so much of those big foamers are on this little teeny tiny bait. And sometimes those things, like, you swear you got a better chance just snagging them than you do. You know, just so frustrating that you could see a spot of fish that looks so good and not have it go the way that you wanted to.
Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, ask Corey about his out. He actually went offshore fishing for bluefin. Ask him about throwing on foamers last Monday. Yeah. He got to see that frustration,
too. Yeah, firsthand.
Yeah. So what happened to the big ones on the flyers? It just doesn't seem to exist right now, right?
Boy, sure, not as much.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's been a little bit of some private boat big fish to be had, like up around the back into Clemente, but not much. Yeah, I mean, there still have been some fish caught, and a few guys bump into them. And same thing, talk to guys that have seen some, you know, while they're catching in the areas of catching that small grade fish, have seen some big shiners or some real big ones. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, a dip in that, but that's not uncommon either. That's where your frustration and everybody's frustration
will come around.
100% it will.
Yeah.
No question in my mind. Well, it'll be a condition change. It'll be a moon phase change, or it'll be none of the above, and we'll all be talking about 200-pounders again.
Just,
that's how those.
And you'll
things
be selling
are.
Fires like crazy.
Totally.
Yeah, that's it. So Paul, What's your favorite kind of fishing? You can do anything right now.
And you
do
a lot of fishing.
Yeah, you do a lot of
background
fishing.
Includes everything. I'm very curious.
I mean, you were originally our Baja trailer boat expert. I mean, you've done so much of that, and now you've done so much local fishing. What turns your fishing eye now?
Wow. What day of the week is it?
Yeah.
Because it all changes. You know, I have another boat that I run down to Mag Bay. I do that every year. And that Mag Bay Marlin is just second to none. And if you've ever done that, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, beg, borrow, steal, do whatever you can to get on a trip. And Mag Bay is just amazing. It's an amazing place. I'm really having fun with the bluefin right now. I really enjoy that. Pete, you and Lolly came and visited my wife Marion and I. We just bought a place in Montana, and I think you're coming up.
Yeah, we're going to go do some fly fishing.
We are going to do some fly fishing. So I have a drift boat, and that to me, fly fishing, is a whole new thing that I had never done. I picked it up when I retired a few years back and made a bunch of trips, self-guided to Alaska, where we float down a river, no guide, no cooler, just. Myself and three buddies, and never see another human being. I just got back from that trip.
Yeah. Now talk about that trip, because frankly, I think you're out of your mind doing this. And you tell me, I know you've done it numerous times, because I know I've been a lot of rivers, Alaska, and the thought of this trip that you put together by yourself. Describe this trip.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, it was
super fun.
I mean, it sounds incredible, but just the. It's an adventure.
Yeah. It is an adventure.
Take some serious waffles.
My paramedic partner on the fire department, a guy named Craig Wiesemann, and I, he's my fly fishing buddy, and we've done it 4 out of 5 years. We didn't go last year because of COVID, but we fly L.A. to Anchorage, Anchorage to Iliamna, which is a small little town, and then we get on a float plane, and we fly for an hour, about 100 miles, and we land on a little tiny lake about the size of the Costco parking lot. And then we inflate two 14-foot NRS rafts, and we float down a river. Again, no cooler, no guide, no anything, just four of us and two different boats, and we bring nothing but fly rods and...
Firearms?
We bring firearms. But the bears aren't interested in you. They're interested in the, I mean, you guys fish Katmai. Katmai, that's legit right there with bears.
Yeah.
But the area we're in, they're around, but not like that.
Yeah.
But we're fishing, targeting king salmon, which first year we hit, it was spectacular. My goal was to get a king on a fly. I quit counting after 40.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. I got 55 on a fly rod, which was awesome.
Ooh.
And they're small rivers. I mean, you can wade across them and not go any deeper than your waist.
Mm-hmm.
So you float down the river, and again, we're floating like 40 or 60 miles over 8 or 10 days.
Wow.
And you
camping right on the river.
Right on the river, yeah. So we bring everything you need, a tent, your bedding, your food, and your food literally is what you catch. So we'll ship up there. We'll ship, you know, twigs and berries and, you know, all that stuff. And then we eat fish at night. And then for the nights that we strike out, which happen because it's fishing, we live on Mountain House. And it's great. And you literally float down the river and you go, oh, look at all those fish. Hey, there's a spot. This looks like a good spot for the night. And you're no different than floating down a river. You're fishing as you're floating down the river. And so that one is really, really fun.
That's
really
wild.
Yeah.
And you'll give yourself that long. You'll be there for a week or 8 days or 10 days.
Oh, yeah,
days
no, it's a 12-day trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
spectacular.
No, it sounds like an amazing adventure.
Yeah. And
you have to do a lot of preparation, right?
I can't
because
imagine.
I mean, as we know, weather changes so dramatically in Alaska, right?
Yeah, we just did a trip, and when we landed, it was probably blowing 20 knots and raining sideways, and we were in that for about a day and a half.
Yeah.
So we're floating down the river trying to find a campground, and you know, we're 5 hours in that. And so you need some really good, that Sims rain gear is really good, and you live in your waders.
And the crazy thing is there's no turning back. Once the float plane leaves and you start going, you don't see them for eight days until you reach the next destination, right?
Yes, because he can't land on the river.
Right.
And the river might be 50 feet wide.
Yeah.
Well, the wingspan on the float plane is 50 feet. So there's no anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is.
That is cool.
It is
man.
A great.
That's cool.
It's a great. Again, not seeing another human being for this particular trip was 8 days on the river. I didn't see another human being.
Wow.
Awesome.
I'm just perplexed at the amount, the space that it's got to take. I mean, like you say, I know you're going bare bones, but still tent and bags and pads and even freeze dried food and, you know, that with two 14-footers and two dudes, like, you got to be packed.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's so cool.
Be prepped.
That's so cool.
So the back of the raft, you put everything in there, and then you put a cargo net over it. So, you look like the Beverly Hillbillies floating down the river, but doesn't matter because nobody's there to see you and laugh at you. But, no, it's really fun.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's
a
good
cool,
time. Man. Good story.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Paul. We haven't even ventured into the old days of Baja with him or some other local marlin fishing and more tuna fishing.
He's
so
a fisherman.
Much to talk about. He's a fisherman.
Yeah, he's a fisherman. It's going to be a great show.
Some of his adventures on his other boat, too, through the Panama Canal and stuff like that. He's done a lot.
If you're new to Let's Talk Hookup, too, you didn't catch all the years of fun, like when, you know, Paul Lepore was the Baja trailer boat expert.
Right.
And
wrote the book.
I remember, I remember in the old days, the old studios, with Paul talking about knowing. It was always fascinating to me. I mean, just knowing every road and every launch ramp from here to Cabo. I mean, legitimately, I always remember guys calling, like, I want to fish out of whatever, you know, insert whatever mulahe here. And
yeah.
It was like, oh, there's a stretch you got to worry about. It's 6 miles out of town, this side, uphill. You got to make sure you got two axles. And boy, you want to talk about a guy that's been there and done that. It's Paul. And today is going to be a great show and so much good info that we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or shoot us a text. We've been getting so many great texts lately for our text the show option. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's really easy to get. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app from your Android or your iPhone, and you can shoot a text right to Paul. We'll be reading them throughout the show. It is a one-way system, so we're not able to reach back to you. And make sure to let us know where you're texting from and your name and all that good info, and we'll be reading some great texts throughout the show here today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you want to get us on the phones, that's 213-432-1090. Not only are we talking with Paul all morning, having a great time talking fishing, we are also giving away such a killer prize today. So check this out. This is an AFTCO package, and it includes a brand new AFTCO fillet knife and the Reaper Technical sweatshirt. This is courtesy of our friends at AFTCO, and we got to say a huge congratulations to AFTCO for sweeping four of the Best in Show awards at the ICAST convention. That's a really big deal. So not just categories that they won, but the Best in Shows, a really, really big deal. And we're going to have Maddie from AFTCO on the show next Saturday to talk more about it. So just a really cool deal from AFTCO and a really good prize, that Reaper hoodie and a fillet knife for somebody to
love
the show.
Love that Reaper hoodie.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Those guys,
I got it packed for Canada, for Queen Charlotte.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Anwormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Anwormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. VanWarmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFTCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFTCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFTCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFTCO.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fish and phones are already lining up. If you want to join us, it's 213-432-1090. Going to be a great morning here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, and don't forget, text the show. Go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and text the show. I have some great texts already pounding in from here this morning. So let's go ahead and jump on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we start it off this morning with Mike? Mike's calling us from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Ricky and Paul. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
Great.
Good. The local fishing's amazing. Paul, give us some background and some stories about going down to Mexico and what you've encountered with problems with your trailer. What would you bring as a backup as the most important thing that you wouldn't normally think of? Just give us a little bit of Mexico background, if you would, please.
Great question.
Good question. First thing I would do is I would repack my trailer bearings, and I keep the old ones as spares, so a lot of folks don't think about that. So you have extra bearings, races, grease gun, everything that you need with that. The other thing that I would do is pay real good attention to your trailer. Don't load the boat down. Most people use the boat as extra storage, you know, to put your stuff down. Yeah. Pull the boat down, empty a fuel. Again, basically water or fuel weighs 8 pounds a gallon. So if you carry 100 gallons in your boat, it's 800 extra pounds on that trailer. What I did is I had an extra...
And just fuel up and water up down.
Yeah.
Those are right off the bat good calls. Like,
I would have thought, fill the boat, fill the water.
100% would have done that first.
Now, pull down empty. What I did is I had a couple of spare tires. Hopefully you have a tandem trailer that's the best because it takes the pressure off when you hit a pothole of just, you know, one axle. I really pay a lot of it, obviously, to your boat. Make sure you got extra systems and batteries and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the trailer is really the biggest deal. As far as stories, I just got reminded of one the other day. The time I tore down the power lines at the House of Ill Repute in Mag Bay.
Mm.
Yeah.
That must have been fun.
It was awesome. So I went down there. I 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, my wife bought me a generator for my birthday, and I trailered down an older skipjack with a little tower on it, and the launch ramp at Mag Bay is at the old Fly-In Sportsman's Lodge. So it was a lodge where you have, in the center, you have a dining room where you go get your meals, and then individual cabins surrounding it, kind of a big circle. And behind the launch, behind the little complex, maybe 100 yards is the launch ramp. So the launch ramp at Mag Bay is super dependent on tide. At low tide, the end of the ramp is 100 feet above the water. Wow. So you have to get there before the tide comes up, or the approach that you drive on to get to the concrete ramp is underwater. So my plan was to get there, drive on the hard-packed sand at low tide, park the boat on the trailer, wait for the tide to come up and float the boat. So anyway, I ended up getting there. We got there later than what I had planned, and it was, of course, a Friday evening, and it was 10 o'clock by the time we roll into town. And as I drive through the what back then was had changed hands and is now a house of ill repute. So I'm driving through there, you know, with a brand-new Ford truck and a boat, and so I'm driving with just my parking lights on, trying not to draw attention to me, and there's people running around and music playing and everything you can imagine that goes with that. I drive through the complex really slowly. I get onto the beach. I back up. I'm sitting on the ramp, and then about 3 minutes later, the policia coming, and they're lit up and sirens and come four-wheel skid, and I've unloaded my stuff, and I'm like, what's going on? And fortunately, I speak fluent Spanish, and he tells me that I had torn down the power line that led basically to the to the restaurant or the meeting place, and he's going to throw me in jail.
Nice.
Oh, it was awesome. So
How'd you talk yourself out of that one?
Well, we negotiate back and forth. He sees my generator on the ground with the price tag still on it that my wife had gotten for my birthday.
Oh.
So he wants the generator as payment. And I can just imagine, right? Honey, thanks for the generator.
It's now powering this.
Yes, yes. So anyway, it cost me $300 in reparations for the house. And so the story around the fire department goes, you know, Laporte went down to Mexico, visited a place, and paid $300. And awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good story. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's funny. Well, we had our first text, not our first text, but the first text to read came through from our buddy Randy in Idaho. And this is to Paul. This is more of a word of caution for you, Paul. It says, welcome to the world of fly fishing. If you don't already tie your fly, it's your next step to turn into the dark side and start tying your own. A warning, though, it's all consuming and there's no turning back. And he just said to have a great show and enjoy the stories.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Well, you want to get through, have a chance either via text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can text the show or just give us a call at 213-432-1090. Christian, stand by. That prize package from AFCO is pretty awesome. An AFCO fillet knife and the Reaper sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's like a hoodie sweatshirt. And those of you that aren't familiar with the technical hoodie sweatshirt, it's windproof, waterproof. It's got a built-in face mask that's super comfortable. And you pull that thing up and you pull that hoodie over, you are warm and comfortable.
Almost hard to describe, too, because it is a very soft shell material.
Yes.
I mean, it's soft. It's like a sweatshirt would be. But it is, I mean, you can't call it waterproof, but it is very water resistant. Like, it's a great thing to wear in the skiff. You know, when you got spray or you got that dense kind of foggy whatever, you get a little bait tank water on you, you're dry through all of that.
Yeah.
It's not what you're going to wear in a rainstorm, but fully windproof, extremely water resistant. You know, water beads up and rolls off of it, but it's still a comfortable, soft sweatshirt material.
You can still layer with it, too.
Totally, yeah.
You can use it as another underlayer, or you can just use it as an outlayer.
Yeah, they're great. It is one of their most popular selling things, and it is a deal. It has won every award when it was like everything those guys do. Like there's a reason that they swept all four of the awards at ICAST this year. Like they just build the best stuff.
They do.
It's really, really good.
No question. Well, phones are packing up. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Sean in Lomita is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to get your shot again, it's 213-432-1090. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question. If you've ever heard of this type of fish, I used to go fishing in this lake in Canada called High Hume. We got to fly into Vancouver, and then we travel for about 12 hours, get in a four-wheel drive truck to take us to this lake. And at this lake, there's this fish called a Kamloop trout. I think it was a hybrid between of cutthroat and rainbow. Fish went up to about, you know, 6, 7, 8 pounds, real big ones. I never got one that big myself, but I fished there about four times. Have you guys ever heard of the Kamloop trout?
I've heard of Kamloop rainbow, yeah. I have heard of it. Don't really know anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know whether is it similar to a lake trout, maybe? Is that what it is?
It seems like it. There was a lake fish. It was, you know, in a nice, beautiful place. My gosh, what experience is there? We were trolling in the middle of the lake, and we saw this bald eagle with about a 7-foot wingspan come flying out, pick up a trout like about 10 yards in front of our boat and swim off. I mean, fly off. It was just one of those moments. I was like, wow. I always remember that. It was a great experience at that lake. Anyway, I was just curious if you've ever heard of that Kamloop. So, yeah, I think it is like a Kamloop rainbow.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you for sharing that story with us. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Well, speaking of the Baja, we're going to find out what's biting down in the Baja because we got the cast man, Richard Castanader from Cast Tour, standing by today. That catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. Also, check out that amazing Poke Kit. It's all available now at their brand new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And Richard Castaneda standing by. What's up, Cass?
Cass, man.
Hey, boys. Hey, good to hear from Paul DeBoer. I haven't heard or talked to you in a while.
So yeah, good morning.
You've been fishing.
You still firefighting?
I know I retired a few years back.
Geez, that's the longest since I've talked
I joined
to
your
about.
Rank. You're
doing
retired.
It right.
You're retired.
Well, Cashman's
well.
Still working. He's got to go out and do a lot of field research.
Yes, he's on
yeah.
his career number two
yeah.
still. Yes.
You know, it's tough. It really is tough. I just don't know. It's just so fun, you know, going with Pete and Ricky and the boys down there.
It's,
yeah.
just tough.
You're
boring,
hero,
boring. Hey, Paul, just one more thing. Well, this guy asked about driving the Baja. Respect that road, man. You've got to be very careful, and the other one, don't drive at night if you possibly can avoid it. You got
right.
those farm animals coming up, and you got those big trucks taking up a lot of road. But anyway, Pete, fishing in Loretto, I heard from Danny Telemontes, our charter guy there, that basically still the same. Seemed like the sardina population that we've seen there since we were there in March, April, May, and it seemed like it's finally kind of moved out of the area, but they're still banging the Dorado. You know, Coronado Island, in between that big channel there going toward Punta Lobos there on Carmen Island, producing some good Dorado there. Still some striped marlin in the area, and then the best yellowtail is going to be up there toward Punta Popito in that area there. They're still banging away on some yellowtail there. Danny did say that the seemed like the tourism has dropped a little bit as we get into this late month of August going into September. Over in La Paz there, fishing out of the bay up toward Espiritu Santo Island, a good Dorado bite going there, down toward Roca Montaña out of the Las Arenas area there in Muertos Bay. They picked up a few wahoo there at Roca Montaña. Still quite a few roosters as we get into this late August. Normally they start moving out, but they still get banging away on some good roosters there. Also, striped marlin are in the area, and there's a few tuna that they're picking up there. And we moved down to San Jose del Cabo there, up in that Iman Bank area, San Luis, Vinorama area. Nice tuna action going on there. Most of the fish, 20 to 40, but occasional 80, 90, 100-pounders being taken there. Most of the action is coming on cut squid, dead sardinas, just letting them drift in the current. And along this course, striped marlin from all the way from Loretto all the way down the East Cape. Still striped marlin. Not many blue showing up then, but the blue marlin should be moving in any time. And same thing with the sailfish. So they're a little late in coming, but I think they'll be around, especially for that Bisbee tournament that'll be coming in October. But that's
yeah,
a report.
That was pretty impressive results from that East Cape Bisbee, huh?
Yeah, yeah. One of the guys, one of the main pongueros are working as a deckhand on the winning boat. One of the Pino boys nailed a pretty good paycheck.
Yeah.
That was a serious
yeah.
issue.
I wanted to mention, too, you know, you guys were talking about some nice weather this past week out there for the bluefin tuna. Because, you know, I flew down from Oregon to meet my buddies Joe and Mike and two other guys. And
yeah.
With Mar Diosa there on Long Beach. And, man, it was victory at sea out there on all day Wednesday. It was horrible. I mean, it was fishing bad Wednesday.
You were there, yeah?
Was that
after that storm came through?
Yeah, but they were biting in it.
They were
biting.
How about for you, Cass? Were they biting?
Oh, man. Well, Mike Chivera got the first bluefin at about 8:30 in the morning. It was about 25 pounds, and then nothing. We metered a lot of fish, you know, just couldn't get them to go, and then finally we wound up just out of the east end there at Catalina, by about 6-7 o'clock, we nailed two yellowfin. One was about 25, the other one about 40 pounds. But that was
nice.
It, man. It was tough. It was tough fishing.
Yeah, and that was a weird weather pattern there. But
mm-hmm.
the good news is, Cass, I was looking at the windy, and it looks like a pretty good week of weather this week.
We'll take
so
it.
As long as
yeah.
we don't
beautiful.
Get anything, yeah, it
great
looks
weather,
really
weather.
Nice this way. So you better get back out there and do it, Cass.
Yeah. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, hey, if somebody wants to book a trip with Cass Tours, head anywhere of the great locations that you go to, how do we find
it? 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that very much. Okay, so let's talk about gear. Cass was just talking about nailing bluefin, nailing yellowfin. What we talked about line size, hook size, but what about what gear are you fishing this with?
You know, I was funny. Rick was talking about the hook sizes before the show today. I wandered through your shop and went shopping and got
all
exactly
right.
the hooks that you talked about. You know, on a private boat, you can fish a little bit lighter gear because you're not holding up a boat. You know, and on a private boat, you're fishing for a couple of fish. You know, if you get five fish for a day, it's a nice day.
Yeah.
So fishing lighter line, you get bit really well. So I've been fishing 20-ish with, you know, little tiny circle hooks, and put my buddy Brian, another retired fireman, took him out the other day, and he got a 40-pound bluefin on 20-pound. And
ooh, that's an accomplishment.
40-pound
yeah,
bluefin.
That's a nice
and Ricky, get this. He even took Scott Nagel from Cimarron out, yeah. And he got Nagel a fish, yeah, too, awesome. Right?
Yeah, yep. Scott got his own fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good dude, and and he's a good fisherman, too, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, for sure.
And, yeah, it was super fun. But, yeah, so we're fishing I got bit on 20, 25, and 30. And just long soaks on a sardine.
Yeah. And what like rod, reel, just standard stuff, you know, Talica?
Yeah, you know, I CalStar, United Composite. I like my Talicas. You turned me on to those. I got Talica 10s and 12s and 16s, and they get bit.
Perfect.
I mean, they're perfect great reels. They cast and good drags, and I love my accurates also.
Yeah.
So
we've seen such a change just, I mean, honestly, just in this week, you know, the fever was so hard, and it was so tough because inventory, you know, it's no surprise. You walk into any tackle store anywhere, period, inventory is tough to deal with. And so it was such the stressor of trying to make sure that we had appropriate, you know, Talica 20s and 25s and, you know, heavy 7-foot rail rods, you know, an 80-pound and 100-pound gear. And, you know, every day we're stressing on, do we have enough, and when's the next round coming in and all that kind of thing. And in 1 week, it switched right back to Trinidad's, you know, Trinidad 14s and 16s and 8-foot 25-pound rods. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, that brand-new 80-pound gold label was flying off the shelf. And in 1 week, 25 took over. And now that's all, you know, three times a day you got to reload the shelf with 25-pound gold.
Wow.
And all of a sudden now you're back to stressing. Like, oh, my God, do we have enough 278-foot heavies? And, you know, you really felt, you know, you could just in the tackle store side, you could feel the switch from light line live bait fishing really happen these last, you know, this last week or so.
That 25-pound Seaguar Gold label is perfect for this because it's like the size of 20.
It's stealth.
But it seems stronger than 25. I don't know. It's pretty tough.
My problem right now is we're so used to having caught fish on a heavy line and this big fish fishing we're doing, and, you know, and even the jig fishing you're doing. When you get yourself attached to a fish on 20, I just feel like
you're
helpless. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I can't
pull any harder. You're just kind of waiting.
Yeah.
You're just kind of waiting them out, you know, waiting for the fish to come to you.
Bluefin fishing,
it's almost
right?
Like you're just kind of keeping a bend in the rod and gathering line when he allows you to. You know, you hook a fish on big gear, the rod's on the rail, and you're heaving on them as hard as you can, and you turn them your way, and, you know, 20 pound, it's just like, here we go. You know, just you're along for the ride.
Yeah.
You know what I find is amazing is how hard you can pull on 20 pound. I mean, I always take folks and they're like, you know, like, oh my God, I got this fish on 20. And 20 is super light, especially when you're comparing it with
pulling on 130.
Yeah, right? And Rick, you seriously, for those that don't know, Rick catches amazingly big fish. I'm super impressed. But when you take folks and they're fishing light line, think about when you're fishing light line in the kelp or whatever and you snag and you're trying to break your line, you're trying to break it. You can't break it, right? So what I like to do is I like to bring a scale and set my drags. Like, you know, you're going to go one-third of the breaking strength, so you're going to pull 7 pounds on 20-pound. 7 pounds, you can really, really pull. That's a lot of drag. And I fish light line marlin. I fish them on 12-pound in the Masters every year. And, again, we're catching striped marlin on 12-pound. And
12-pound test, you're catching 150-pound striped marlin.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Although most of them here are, you know, that 100 to 120. But, yeah.
Still, it's a big fish.
It's a big fish on 12-pound.
That pulls hard.
Yes. Yes. Amazing how hard you can pull. But having the comfort of having preset your drags with a scale. And, again, the Talicas and the Accurates, those are super good drags. And as long as you set it with the scale and you know how to tie a good knot, that's the most important thing. And as long as your connections are good and your leader isn't nicked, you can land these fish. And it's amazing how hard you can pull.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
as you can hear, we just got such a killer show. There's so much cool info coming your way. We got catch reports coming up, more Baja, more local, more long range. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searchers Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searchers' 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearchersSportFishing.com. That's SearchersSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
If you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fish with Atlantic Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a whining strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packing up. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Paul, but also your shot at winning that killer AFCO prize pack.
Yeah, and don't forget, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Send us a text, and we'll try and get to as many as possible. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Right? You got it, buddy. This time we're going to talk to Don. He's called from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, it's great hearing you talk about bluefin tuna fishing, and I'm actually calling in to give a report from the Searcher 4-day I just came in on Wednesday.
Sweet.
I'm glad I missed the weather.
Boat unloading, Don. They look like you guys got them.
You know, it was an exceptional trip. The Searcher always does a great job, the crew, the galley. And I have to give kudos to, you know, all the anglers that were on the boat. You know, Norm from Iserline did a great job, you know, giving us swag and had line available. But we had a mix of anglers. Some of them were first-time anglers. In fact, the first family from Seattle got the largest bluefin at 65 pounds, first time they'd ever been fishing for tuna, and they just slayed the yellowtail. So we had a great trip, bounced back and forth between, you know, Catalina, went to Tanner for yellowtail. But you're right on as far as the gear goes. 25 to 30 pound Seaguar Gold fluorocarbon was what I use most of the time. Reels, I use small reels. I use my TAC 8 a lot, and also my Trinidad 16. That was for the tuna, so I could, you know, fly line. And then I use my TAC 12 for flat falling at night, and I put on a 100 pound fluoro leader on that. The heavy stuff just wasn't getting bit. Normally I fish a 250-pound leader and a 300-gram flat fall, but nobody was getting bit on the heavy stuff. So you want to go with the smaller, around the 160-gram, the Katy Perry color, and I used silver and glow in the dark. That really seemed to work well for me, especially the last night. And then on the yellowtail, you know, again, lighter line if you're fly lining, 25 to 40 pound, and a lot of jig fishing, you can use a heavier line, and they really like the yellow and white scrambled egg colors, and even blue and white. But it was great. Nice. I limited out, actually caught more fish than was able to hand off, and ended up with really, really nice grade yellowtail in that 20 to low 30 pound grade off the tanner.
And was that a daytime or nighttime bite at the tanner?
Tanner was daytime. What we did is we would fish until probably about midnight, 2 a.m. on the flat falls, and then they'd head off to the tanner because they got reports that the yellowtail were biting out there. So we did that two nights in a row. And the last night on the flat fall, it started off a little slow about 8 p.m., and then around 9 p.m. they just lit up, and it was wide open bluefin in the 25 to 35-pound range.
Sweet.
Right on,
how fun. What a fun trip. And the cool. Searcher, such a great operation. Mike, Art, was Mike running the boat or Art?
Mike was running the boat. Armando was second. Great. And the crew and the galley team, they just, you know, they fed us really, really well. I mean, it is, as you say, it's gourmet food. You really, for guys like me that are a little older, you got to cut back on what you eat.
Yeah, the Searcher does such a great job. Hey, thanks for the report, Don. Great report. Appreciate that very much. Glad you had such a fun
That's
time.
Awesome.
4 day on the Searcher.
Yeah, great.
Thank
makes
killer.
You want to go, right?
Got me fired.
Some really good text coming through. This is from Derek in Lake Elsinore. When you set your drag with a scale, is it straight pull off the reel, or are you pulling with a bend in the rod?
Great
what do you
question.
Think, Paul? That's a really good question.
Yeah, you know, I like to do it. Actually, you could do it either way, but I like to do it with a bend in the rod. So that way you get a feel of what your rod does, and that's my preference of doing it. Rick, I'm curious. I don't know that it makes a difference. I don't think it does. What are your thoughts?
I think that you would be, if you're wanting an accurate representation, I think that you should scale with your rod, and I would bet that there is probably a pressure difference on the scale. I don't have the answer, but I would bet that there's probably a pressure difference from the rod versus the scale. I've always been a check my drag pulling directly off the reel, but not a scale guy. And I like to, you know, go by feel, and I like to feel the stretch of the line that I'm fishing. You can usually feel your, especially in the days of mono, like you can, mono is stretchy, and you could feel when the line would, you know, you could feel the line start to stretch, and then you could feel when it was about maxed out of its stretch, and that's when you always want, that's kind of how I was always taught to do it, was, you know, you'd feel that monofilament stretch, and when you'd feel like the rubber band was almost stretched too much, that's about the time you wanted the drag slipping off of the reel.
Right.
And, but I think you're right. If you're going to do it with a scale, if you're going to go through that kind of effort, I think you'd be better to do it off the rod.
I like doing it off the rod because you also get a feel with the rod, you know, how much the rod bends before the
sure.
drag gives. But I'd be curious to know, and I know there's a lot of long-range guys that are super meticulous, and they could tell you. But it seems to me that the drag is going to pull off the reel at a certain, call it, you know, PSI,
mm-hmm.
right? It's going to pull off the reel at a certain pressure. Whether the rod is bent or you're just literally pointing the rod
right.
and walking backward, you know, like you see a lot of guys do on the long range boat. But interesting, Rick, that just shows how much you fish because you don't necessarily need a scale because you have the feel for it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what I always say is if you're on one of the sport fishing boats, just ask the crew member.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Just hey, yeah. check my drag.
Yeah.
And nine times out of 10, they're too light. Guys are setting their drags too light,
right.
So I always like to err on the side of a little bit tighter, especially when you're fishing, you know, for big fish on light line.
Yeah,
you got a better chance of getting the fish on the boat, right?
Yeah.
I think a couple things. You're so right, and I love hearing Paul talk about a realistic amount of drag pressure on a line because what is a common thing is a lot of reel manufacturers use. Drag, you know, pressure rate, you know, the amount of drag pressure that a reel gets almost as a buzzword, like a sales thing.
Right.
It's like saying that your car goes 300 miles an hour that you're just going to drive back and forth to work. And I've seen people pass up on reels or talk down on something because it only makes 25 pounds of drag pressure. 8 pounds is a lot.
Right.
15 pounds is a ton.
25 is insane.
20
yes.
is more than most people
yeah.
are able to hang on to for
right.
any more than a minute or two at a time. So it's just really good to hear Paul talk about it because it's true. You know, I mean, it's rare that you're holding on to the amount of drag pressure that's in the teens, even you know,
yeah.
outside of big fish type fishing.
Yeah.
So.
And if you have the right rod. matched with the right reel, that's also a very huge thing, because you have like a CalStar 800 XL or 800L, something like that, with 20-25 pound test. To me, I love that
rod.
I mean, that's because you've got enough bend in the rod and enough forgiveness to not break that fish off.
Yeah. That's like a technological advancement when that style rod came out. So the rods before were all fiberglass, which still has great, you know, properties, and it's, you know, an all fiberglass CalStar still has its place. You know, fiberglass is softer and spongier. It's great for loading. But the rod you're talking about, that graphite and fiberglass composite, it's a blend of the both. It's mostly graphite at the base of the rod. It's more glass on the tip. The glass aids you in making that cast. But the graphite has just better lifting power. It wants to be straight more than fiberglass does. So you put a bend in that rod, and it wants to lift the fish for you. And you get a good reel that's got a lot of torque. You get a good rod that's got good lift. All you need to do is just turn the reel handle, which buries the rod tip down, and then the rod wants to do the lifting for you. Like, it wants to become straight more, and the fish starts coming your direction. And you can do less pumping with your arms and more turning the reel handle and just bury that rod tip down and let the rod do all the work for you. You get appropriately matched gear, it's going to make the world of difference.
You put like a small Trinidad on an 800 XL or an 800
L. Trinidad 14?
Oh, man.
Good night.
Great setup.
Great setup.
You know, Rick, you bring up a really good point, and I'm going through that with fly fishing now. I'm gearing up and buying fly rods. My wife's listening, so I'm going to be careful about what I say. Yeah. Sorry, Pete, you just spilled your coffee. What I've learned in fishing is you can come in and you can do the entry level, you know, buy a whatever. But the approach I'm taking with fly fishing is I'm spending the money and buying the right gear.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sitting here listening to you talk about, you know, the rod recoiling and, you know, all that. You're so right on the money. My advice to anybody and to my friends that are starting to fish, spend the money.
Buy your last rod first. It's a lot cheaper.
Yes.
That's a great.
Yeah, no, and it's so worth it. One thing on setting drags, a couple of things, and actually, funny, first time I ever saw a circle hook in use was you. I did one of your Let's Talk hookup trips years ago, and I was watching you hook fish. And one of the things that I learned is when you get a bite, don't slam that all the way in full or in strike position when you get a bite. When you get that bite, just ease up that lever drag and let that fish make a good run. Don't put a ton of drag pressure on him in the beginning. The other thing that I do is when I set my drags with a scale, I'll take a Sharpie and I'll take my pinky and I'll put my reel a pinky width from the strike position. Put a little mark on there, and that's my 7 pounds or whatever. So when I'm at the final stage, when I want to put extra drag on the reel, a lot of the reels, you got to push in a little detent button to get the reel, or you got to kind of push it forward. So my strike position, or my 7 pounds, is, call it a half inch or, you know, 3/8 of an inch before the strike position. Then I'm I'm at the end game, when I'm up at 9 or 10 or whatever pounds of drag, I've got that. And so that's how I set mine.
Good advice.
Great info, man. Killer. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming for you and a lot more just like that and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, ling cod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingo Bay and Sands Bay, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sands Bay. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.